First week, fourth day. 15 minutes for a new world. Would you like to discover that you live in a heavenly new world? Give me 15 minutes of your time every morning for about 3 months, and although I should hesitate to promise, as might a calisthenics director, that you will be a new man, I can say this. At the end of that time, you will discover that you live in a new world. Begin the 15-minute period, if possible, outdoors or by a large window. Stand gazing upon the landscape and then up at the sky. Stretch your mind and take in the vastness of God. Then feel, as you breathe deeply, the fragrance and beauty of God. Now let your soul beat with His love. You begin to discover that you live in a friendly universe where religion is not something to put on or cast off, but where it is part of life, as blood is part of the body. You will see yourself in a new world where God dwells, not just in churches, expressing His wonders only in rituals, but where He governs every moment in every corner of His creation. You will discover you are in a world where immortality need not be sought after for some future time, because you will know you are immortal now. And God's entire domain, with all its goodness, with all its beauty, belongs to you now and forever. Each morning will become for you the beginning of an adventure, full of thrilling opportunities and breathtaking surprises. On any door which seems to be closing, you will find a sign which points to another that will open upon vistas beyond all your former imagining. Your Father will be with you everywhere you are, sharing with you, His child, the wealth of the kingdom of heaven. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea.